waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. In life or in death, I am yours. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live for loving you. In life or in death, I am yours.
Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Man did not start in time. Man did not start in time. He started from eternity. And so he will return back to where he started from. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed thee in your mother's womb, he says, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Man's expression did not start inside time. He had lived in a realm where time was not a reality before, and so nothing timely can satisfy his hunger. He will try to use temporal things to make up for his deficiencies, but by everything he achieves, he will find out there is a void that only eternity can satisfy, because he had tasted from the wine of eternity before, and so only eternal things can satisfy him. In the light that man didn't start in time, it will be foolishness that all your labor, all your achievements, everything you have are things that are temporal, time-based realities. Unfortunately, this is what some people build and pursue with all of their life. I will tell you how we arrive time. We all arrive time naked. You didn't come with anything. You didn't come with a spoon. You didn't come with a cloth. You came naked. But in the design of the immortals, they did not intend that you will go back naked. Because I know that it is a general, you know, talk. Everybody says, naked we come, naked we go. You came naked because you have to come looking like your ancestor Adam, because a fall has regulated the breed. But you will not return the way you came. There are opportunities given to you in time. There are creatures waiting to have encounters with you in time to alter your nature, so that when you go back, he says, before you were formed, I knew you. I hope you know that there are people that will report in eternity, and the verdict will be, depart from me, I know you not. The one who said, I knew you before you came, you can return as a strange creature. They can't recognize the person that went again, because time has altered you. Whether you like it or not, time must change all of us. The only thing you can truly influence is whether you intentionally grew in the direction of light. And there is only one standard, is how much you look like Christ. It's Jesus that they measure every man with. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15, it says, the labor of the foolish wearieth them all, because they know not the way to the city. You can be very busy, yet the immortals don't know what you are spending your time doing. You can be so occupied complaining that there is no time, and yet there is no reference that any of the activity that you currently are so preoccupied by strikes in eternity. Our generation is deceived, and I continue to echo these things. There are things that don't matter that have become an emphasis for us. Many of us, you don't have any inheritance, no possession. You are going to a realm and you don't have anything there. Everything you have is here, and when you take your last breath, strangers will split it and they will carry it as their own. You don't have anything that can pass through the test of eternity. There are articles that can follow you into the world beyond. You can carry things from this side of the world, and you can carry it. The custom officers of eternity will not categorize those things as contraband. One of it is souls. If you are here and there is no soul tied to you, nobody entered heaven because of you. No soul is on their way to the celestial city because of you. You don't have anything. Mind you, there was a very subtle warning Jesus gave. He says, store not your treasures in this world where moths and rots can eat it. He says, lay up treasures in heaven. Do you have any inheritance in heaven? Do you have any possession? You are not too young, brother. I've heard the hands of young men. Some of them requested that I come to the hospital. Their parents made the arrangement. The only thing the guy was asking for, it broke my heart that evening. He said he wanted to hold my hands as he passed. He was telling them, call Efa, call him. When I came, he just held my hands like this. And then he slipped into eternity. And I wondered. Another sister told me that, please, her brother, there was a kidney issue, I believe, in all the way in Enugu. His last request, you know, when people want to leave this side into the great beyond, there are all kinds of requests. Some people ask for their favorite meal. That's the last memory they want to have about time. This particular sister, her brother asked, he said, play Teofilo song for me. That is his last request. Very soon you will realize that all the things we have made so much emphasis around, this thing is just a temporal reality. It's like a reality TV show. It will soon end. And the unfortunate thing about the things I'm sharing about is that there is a deception that makes us think that we are young, so we have time. As a matter of fact, the young die now more than the old. The number of obituaries, the number of sudden death, you are like the flowers of the field. You are bright in the morning. When we return in the evening, Solomon says, the glory that you saw in the morning, it has vanished. You are young, brother. You are young, sister. Jesus is not drinking from the cup of your wine. That your youthful vigor, no spirit of Zion is benefiting from it. The devil is spending of your youth, deploying all your energy and your strength towards things that advance a strong negative government. And you cannot see yet. The only reason why man should not die but live is so that he should declare the works of the Lord. And if your life is not declaring the works of the Lord, you have not met the criteria that is supposed to elongate your time on earth. I don't know what you are preoccupied with. If you are here, you are 15 years, you don't have any soul. I'm not talking about have like a possession. You cannot account that this is what I want. You have never done the work of the master. Never. The question I put to you, who did you live for? What are you living for? It's a self-centered existence. Me, myself, and I. And the one declaration is, go ye into the world. It is to penetrate the systems, to reveal Jesus. There are many people sitting here, even while I'm talking, even as I'm speaking like this, the spirit of the new age has shielded their hearts. They will never win souls. They are never bought in by souls. When sinners die, they are happy. They even orchestrate the death of sinners. They pray judgment prayers for a man that has not received Jesus to die. And they are not thinking where that soul went to. One glorious morning, by and by, the scale will fall before our eyes. You will now know the thing that really matter. Suddenly, if you have never won souls, you will realize the verdict of the immortals concerning you is that you are not wise. He says, them that win souls are wise. They gave one extra description. They will shine like the firmament. Telling you that in the age to come, some of us are already piping briefly from the power of the age to come. There are many things we do currently. It's not given to this species of creation to operate in those power. So we are only fetching from an age to come. But in the world, after this world is over, that will become our normal life. You will not need to raise a worship song to command that level of power. It will be your normal. In that age that is to come, a lot of us, we continue to assume, we continue to think that there is time. You will find out that men will not be the same in that age, because they say those who win souls will shine. So it means that if you are without that particular investment of soul winning, your existence, you know, you did not choose many things concerning how you manifested in this particular phase of existence, but you can choose about how the age to come will be for you. You can be among the nobles in the New Jerusalem. You can be among the princes, the ones that galaxies are wheeled after them. Abraham walked with God and they named the whole of the underworld, the bosom of Abraham, the place where the righteous will stay. They named it after one man. It's already a foretaste of the world to come. This is how they will name cities after people who are wise. I don't know what wisdom is for you, but if soul is not part of it, you have really missed an emphasis in the New Testament gospel. It is about soul. It is about winning souls. It's about bringing people who are lost to the kingdom. What have we used God for? As I tie my discourse up, spirituality is self-seeking. See, spirituality is so self-centered. It's about trying to assess something through God. A lot of us even came to God because of something we want Him to do for us. There is no genuine need. We did not recognize we were sinners. We did not recognize we were doomed. And God is our salvation. They presented a need in our life, and then they presented God as a condition to be met before that need will now be met by God. And so you just came to God hoping that let's meet this part so that God will now play His part. Why do you feel that Christians don't last long after they do their salvation declaration? Because those declarations are emotional. Men are not shown the cross of Jesus where nails pierced His hands again. They are shown Cana must go of money under the cross. And then they say, come, there's somebody that can solve your financial issue. The mystery of the cross is behind is beyond your bank account. Your bank account is too small. Oh, as I tie my discourse up, I want men to wait for me on the other side. I want many souls to be waiting. The day I will die, hell will celebrate. Heaven too will celebrate. The joy of hell will be that finally one of our headache is out of the game. But before I die, I will replicate my kind many. Because this is the instruction to all, is to make disciples. To make disciples is to replicate the dimension of God that He has given to you as a trust. Throw it on others. So that while you are alive, you have replicated that same burden that they gave to you. You can see it littered across the landscape. There are many of us here, you think that the work of soul winning is the work of pastor. It is not. It is far from the truth. We have all been called to the ministry of reconciliation. Have you reconciled anybody back to God before? Have you become the middleman that brought somebody to God and say sorry for what he did? He now, you know how somebody can offend somebody and the person does not have the confidence to go and approach the person he has offended, and he will have to route through another person? That is the ministry they gave all Christians. They say, help sinners come to God. And instead of becoming a channel to God, many of us have become the source of discouragement, the source of condemnation, and ultimately even the source of sin for many people. Tonight, my voice is an eternal remembrance. I hope that the burden of eternity will rest upon many people's hearts. I hope things that don't have eternal value will vanish before your eyes. Oh, all the things that currently look important, if they don't have a root in eternity, it will fade very soon. You see that your house, Bob? Eh? A man built a house and used concrete to crest his name on top of the house. It's not long ago, it's just after 10 years. The erosive effect of rain on the name has removed one of the letter. So, so instead of Obina, what you see is Bina. Time has said, oh God, you can't build legacy here. Your dynasty must be eternal. Only spirits can give you reward. Mind you, the books will be open for all. I don't know what they will read concerning you. In case you are here, you are above 15, I am telling you by God, if you don't have a soul, this, I'm not talking about whether you are going out. If there is nobody that you have witnessed to intelligently. Someone shared with us in the training, you know, a couple of days back, a man was on one soul for 4 years, one soul, following him up gradually for 4 years. Ah, this is the sentimentality. You know you are on an assignment. You know life is not for pleasure. This is warfare. It's about colonizing a kingdom that is here on earth. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Everything you own, they will share it. Strangers will share it one day. you will leave this body and you will turn back and see people who love you, people who don't love you. They will gather, they will pretend like they are crying. After 2 days, they will turn your burial into a feast. Then they will just turn it to an endless eating spree. Your picture in the parlor. If they pity you much, it will last only 2 years in the parlor. Then, during cleaning one Saturday, they will put it under one carton. Your legacy is being lost gradually in time. Woe betide you if you don't have any remembrance in eternity. You have been lost both in time and in eternity. Somebody took a very deep carving and carved it on a tombstone. Here lies blah, blah, blah. Ah. And after a couple of years, his family came around the city. They said, let them go and check. And, you know, the effect of wind and water had blotted out some of the write-up. Some people came and dug another grave, and in the process of digging it, they just destroyed the work there. And your own family does not even know where they placed you. Mind you, we all now meet in eternity. And it is only there that the books will now be opened. In case you are here and you are living a double standard life, you know, pretending, have a form of godliness, all your garments are celestial, but your life is not in tandem with the demand of God. You are not hiding from anybody. Because at the end of the day, they will open the books and they will open it in the presence of small and great. Your usher, they will be there. In case you are here, you may continue in sin, and the way the thief visits, he visits when you are unawares. And so when the thief comes and then they cut you off unprepared, you will end up in a place where you will not be able to gist. I don't think in my wildest imagination, I don't think two people can gist in hell. I don't think you can say, bros, you two, you come here. But there is recognition in hell. You can know when you see a familiar face. May you not be seen, and may nobody see you. You can sight somebody. You can stay in hell and see all the different people that you knew in television. And those in Angwan Sunday. It's been a while you heard about hell, right? It's real. People are pouring into it day by day. The road is still very broad. No matter how much Satan wants to shut the mouth and make sure that eternal reality is not an emphasis on the holy altar, there is nothing more important to man. He says, fear God and keep his commandment. This is the whole duty of man. Wherever you are, can you bow your head in 1 minute? I will not give you a prayer point. A burden must have been quickened in your heart. I pray that you can articulate those burdens and turn them into a prayer as you ask the Lord to put upon you the zeal for souls. If you don't have souls, you don't have anything. If you don't have souls, you don't have an inheritance. Brother, you are not too young. Sister, you are the one I speak to. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following. Voices. It's a vow. I would waste upon your altar. I would waste following you. At the end, that's all the world would say of me. There's so many things to follow, but I live following you. Life or in death, I am yours.
It's time to make that
that decision again. Whether you like it or not, everybody will waste. You either waste for the burden of iniquity, or the zeal of the house of the Lord will also consume you. But at the end, all men must waste. Today you are only vowing that my own life must be wasted, spent on the agenda of the cross.